Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. This morning's program is great. It has some music by the Turtle Island String Quartet, some Gershwin, and yes, I know it's a little hard on a Sunday morning, but we're even going to take in some Mahler. To begin, the artistry of Discantus. This is an ensemble of female voices dedicated to the revival of sacred melodies from the Middle Ages. It's beautiful music and a lovely way to start the morning.
Oh,
The group Discantus with Medieval Chant from their disc called Campus Stellae. You're listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And I know it's a little bit of a challenge on a Sunday morning, but we're going to move on with some music by Mahler, music from his Ninth Symphony. This was written in the last years of his life, and some say it follows in the curse of the ninth. That's a superstition that's connected with the history of classical music. In essence, it's the belief that the Ninth Symphony is destined to be a composer's last, that he or she will be fated to die after writing it, or before completing the tenth. Now, in the case of Mahler, he did receive news of his own fate back in 1907, being told by his physician that he was suffering of a fatal heart disease. But scholars do differ in opinion, and some report it actually to be his tenth if you factor in his composition, Song of the Earth. It's an incredibly emotionally intense work, and I do hope you enjoy it. This is the third movement, the Rondo Burlesque.
Yeah.
Wow, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra with Sir Georg Schulte conducting. That was the third movement from Mahler's Ninth Symphony.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Definitely is refreshing, and you are listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And this next group was described by none other than Yo-Yo Ma as a unified voice that truly breaks new ground for all string players. Their voice is authentic and passionate and is a reflection of some of the most creative music making today. He is speaking of the Turtle Island String Quartet. And this morning, we will hear some of this in an arrangement for string quartet and big band from the CD Spider Dreams. The Turtle Island String Quartet and music by David Balakrishnan. That was from the CD Spider Dreams. And we're going to move on to a treat, one of my favorites, Gershwin playing Gershwin. This is from the CD The Piano Rolls, and this is the actual performance back from 1927. Here's George Gershwin and Rhapsody in Blue.
Thank you.
Wow, that was Gershwin playing Gershwin, a performance of Rhapsody in Blue.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with a track that's a little tad overdue. It's called The Last Rose of Summer, a performance by John McDermott.
Is the last rose of summer left blooming alone? All her
and from love's shore.
control. Hearts lying withered on the fall.
John McDermott and The Last Rose of Summer, which sadly has certainly bloomed here in Vancouver. It's a lovely disc, though, with classics like Danny Boy and Auld Lang Syne. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's continue celebrating some more Canadian music with an excerpt from the debut solo album of trumpeter Jens Lindemann. This comes from his first solo disc called Flying Solo. Here is the girl with the flaxen hair. What a talent to be able to hit those high notes, especially on a Sunday morning. That was Canadian trumpeter Jens Lindemann and the girl with the flaxen hair from his first solo album called Flying Solo. Now, you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. You can also follow us on Facebook at Classical Chaos Vancouver or at www.citr.ca for the current podcasts. I just want to give a quick shout out to some beautiful friends that are visiting from Calgary and around BC to our lovely city this weekend. To Stephanie, Tia, Tanis, and Tracy, I hope you enjoyed your time. They're people from my junior high days, and I hope you enjoyed the music this morning as well. I always look forward to your input. Do stay tuned to an amazing show. Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture with the wonderful Worku. I'm going to leave you now with the sounds of the Canadian Orpheus Male Choir and hope to join you again next Sunday at 9 a.m. Till then, have a great weekend.